Maxon, Brother and Sister, Napier, New Zealand, March 20th, 1893. Dear Brother and Sister Maxon, I have written to you twice, and other duties rushed in before I had completed the letters, and so the mail went without them. Now I am going to write to you first, and make sure you have that which I have written. Heretofore, I received your letter with a little tract enclosed, but the same went to Melbourne and returned to me as I was on the boat en route for Auckland, on which boat I had a genuine seasick time. Sister Starr was very sick, and Emily Campbell was sick the whole voyage. Willie was well, and he cared for us as much as he possibly could. I did not recover from the effects of this sickness for some time. We rode out some few times, but it cost so much for horse and carriage that we did not give ourselves this blessing very often. I did enjoy the scenery in Auckland, and the city and surroundings are indeed beautiful. I am sure that both of you would be much pleased with the place. In winter, it would be rather damp, and the chilliness of the atmosphere would not be as pleasant as in this season of the year. I cannot see why you are not doing a good work in seeking to educate the youth and women how to take care of themselves. You will find that mothers are deplorably ignorant, and it seems so surprising when there has been so much light shining in a general way. But I do think we must be more specific and put forth determined effort in this line, and you are where you can do this, and where you can talk to a purpose and educate. Oh, that the Lord would arouse the intelligence of the ignorant to understand the matters which are so essential for the good of their children. If ignorance reigns in America, I do not know what name you could apply to it here on moral subjects in Australia and New Zealand. It appears in very many places like heathenism. After the conference, or when we left Melbourne, I was much exhausted. But I had no period of rest. Every place visited brought upon me certain kinds of labor which I dreaded to touch. The Lord did help and bless me in a signal manner during the conference in Melbourne. I labored, before I entered it, very hard, giving personal testimonies which I had written out 1 year before, but could not feel clear to send them. I thought of the words of Christ, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." John 16, verse 12. When I enclosed the communication all ready to mail, it seemed that a voice spoke to me, saying, "Not yet, not yet. They will not receive your testimony." Prior to the conference, I saw the persons in responsible positions, and labored with one man 3 hours, reading that which I had held so long. He said, "Sister White, had you sent that to me, I would not have received it. But the Lord has moved upon you to move discreetly. For 3 nights past, I dreamed that the Lord had shown my case to Sister White, and she had a message for me." The man had not a religious experience. He was bound up in Freemasonry. Remainder missing.